It's the weekend, it's John Gibbons hosting. It's been a while since I've done one of these, so long that I forgot we now have a caller. So there's no caller. But what there is four of us.
You didn't do the last two before the break, did you?
No, and then there's been FA Cup, and yeah, I basically haven't weekended for months.
It's a genuinely could be 6 weeks.
Yeah. So I did an agenda, so I was quite pleased with that. But yeah, I forgot that we often get a caller once. There's no caller, but there was four people in the room, which is maybe one more than normal. So that'll be fine. And of course, there is plenty to get our teeth stuck into from the weekend's football action. We're going to start with the Merseyside Derby.
The Merseyside Derby?
Manchester Derby. Thanks, Phil. That's why you're here.
you can leave now.
I thought I was on something called the midweek for a second.
No. I'm sure it'll correct me again. Yeah. On something. And then...
Just test yourself. Don't
a little bit
wrong,
on the
John.
Bottom three, and the fact that Southampton have now been relegated. They've also sacked the manager, which is interesting timing. Ivan Djuric, and just a question around: did they ever stand any chance? And is the idea of being promoted rubbish? It's useful to have Neil for that, who often speaks to people who might be coming up. How excited they are! Yeah, you'd be barometer, but. Have a think about that. What is Natalie's excitement levels? Would you find, or would she rather just not come up and get twatted every week again? But anyway, the Manchester Derby. We were all on the way back from Fulham, so you were the only one who watched it. Although you couldn't quite stomach the whole thing.
No, I watched. I watched the first half, and then I thought you could hang on for the analysis here. But good God. So I watched an episode of Big Boys, which you and Milburn have got me into when we were off in Australia. And then I put it back on. I thought, well, let's just sort of check in and see if anything threatens to have happened. And it hadn't. It was a remarkably dull affair. And it genuinely had few redeeming features. There's a lot to be said, I think, for a 0-0 where either one side's really trying to score and the other one's just really trying to keep them out. There's a lot to be said for a 0-0 where they despise each other. And people are whacking into each other a lot of the time. There's a lot to be said for someone trying to actively spoil the game, which wasn't happening either. It was almost like everyone had simply decided there's a fixture that needs to be fulfilled and everyone's got to get out the other side as close to unscathed as possible. It would be actually an insult to pre-season football to compare it to pre-season football, because in pre-season football, people learn a thing or two, either the players on the pitch or the people watching.
It sounds like one of the ones that they do in Australia at the end of the season.
That's exactly what it was like. It was, it could have taken place in that environment.